name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is 2nd of August, 2nd of September 2009, and the time is 7:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age, and where you're from?
Yeah, it's Ian Hall. I'm 34 and I'm from Leamington Spa in the Midlands.
Have you travelled to London especially today for your hour?
I have, although I work from home, I do some work in London as well, and I've cheekily managed to organise some meetings down here, which actually means that my train gets paid for. So I've organised some other stuff later on in the day, and I came down last night, just with it starting quite early this morning.
And has coming to the square this morning and seeing the plinth in action been how you imagined it?
Yes, although I don't think I'd appreciated just how quiet London is at 6 in the morning, because I had to be here for 6:30, and so I left my hotel about 6-ish and walked through, and I don't think I've ever walked through Trafalgar Square at that time of day, and I hadn't realised just how few people there would be, and actually it was worth coming down just for that. It's quite nice to see it so empty.
And how are you feeling about going up on the
plinth? It's difficult. I'm really excited about doing it. I wanted to do it for a long time. The only thing is, I suppose there's a bit of a feeling nearer the time that there's quite a lot of pressure on you. I guess other people who know I'm going to be going on the plinth kind of expect something amazing. And actually, because I don't really have any, I'm not performing as such. It's almost sort of anticlimactic, possibly, that people are going to look at you and think, well, what are you actually doing? And it's not, for me, it's not about the performance, it's about actually enjoying being up there. So I feel there's a bit of pressure if people at home are watching, friends and family, almost that I ought to be doing more, but I don't really want to be.
As the project's gone on, have you felt that increase, or if you've been seeing other people, what is your understanding of the hour and what you...
Yeah, that's a good question. When we first started, when I put my name in for the draw, I guess I didn't even think that I'd really be on anyway, because there's so many people had applied for it. Then when it happened, I was quite excited, and I got the email to say that I'd been selected. And the first reaction was to go through phoning a load of mates, come up with loads of wacky ideas, performance ideas, funny ideas, things to do. And then it kind of, I suppose, went to the back of my mind, because you find out well over a month in advance of when you're up there. So there's been several weeks where I've just been so busy, I've been on holiday, been doing other things, where it kind of slipped to the back of my mind. And then it's only in the last few days that I've really started to, not panic, but think about it in a lot more detail about what I'll be doing. So I suppose over the month it's been a bit of a roller coaster. Well, I've always really liked Anthony Gormley's stuff. That, I have to say, that's a big reason for doing it. Had it been anyone else, I may have been less enthusiastic. And Trafalgar Square is somewhere that I've absolutely loved since I was a kid. I've got photos of me on one of the backs of the Lions when I was about 4 years old. It's somewhere I've always enjoyed coming. And even though I come to London a lot now with work, I'm here probably every week, if not a couple of times a week, I still get this feeling of being a tourist when I come through Trafalgar Square. I think the buildings are fantastic. The plinth has always been really interesting, the fact there's nothing on there, and over the last few years there's been, you know, various sculptures and things. So I suppose that's always had a part in the media or the public view, that people have been interested in what's happening on that plinth. And I suppose just a combination of all those things, the opportunity to do it is the biggest thing. When else will you ever get the chance to go and stand on there? Say you've done it, get the different perspective of what it's going to be like standing up there. So, yeah, if that answers it, there's three or four different reasons, I guess.
And are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you to be one of 2,400 people who's able to do this?
I don't know. I've not really thought about that. As you say, it's 2,400 people. So whilst on the one hand that's quite a large number, it's reasonably exclusive. So I suppose there is a feeling that you are one, although it's one of many, you know, you are one of quite a select few people to have done it. And it's something that you look back on, I guess, is what I've thought about a lot, is when I'm older, thinking every time I walk through Trafalgar Square, I'll be looking up at the plinth thinking, oh, I once stood on there. As will, as I say, a very small select few other people.
So how exactly will you be spending your hour?
Well, again, this is something that's changed over time. As I said earlier, when I first got the chance to do it, my immediate reaction was to phone some of my mates and think, right, what's the most entertaining, most funny, most charitable, best way to use the hour, if you like. And as I read more about the project and realised it was about Britain today, what people are like, I thought, actually, this isn't X Factor. I don't want to go up there, take a karaoke machine. It's not a performance. And whilst if people have got skills that are entertaining and worth showcasing, then fantastic, I'm all for that. And I've really enjoyed some of the things that people have done. But I've also cringed quite a lot at some of the things that people have done where it's fallen a bit flat on its face. And, you know, that's not really me. I'm not there to entertain. I don't have a particular skill I want to showcase. I'm not there to get publicity as such. And as I thought more and more about this idea of it being a representation of what Britain's like today and what people are like, I thought, well, the times I walk through Trafalgar Square is when I'm in a rush. I get off at the tube station at Charing Cross. I race through and I'm going to a meeting. I hardly ever keep my head up and look around. And I'm just, you know, in the general scrum of hundreds of other commuters racing through. And I thought, actually, it'd be a great opportunity, firstly, to actually stand in Trafalgar Square for an hour and not feel that pressure of rushing and having to get somewhere. And also getting the perspective on just watching the other people who are doing that, especially with the fact that I've got this 8 till 9 slot. We get all these commuters that are racing through for their 9 o'clock meetings. And I'm quite looking forward to just, I guess it's a bit of a personal experience for me, and maybe a bit selfish in a way, but I'm doing it for me and I'm going to be watching other people, I guess, and kind of reflecting on the fact that it's normally me in that race through the square.
And will you be talking at all or speaking to people, or do you think you'll just stand and observe?
Again, I don't think I'm going to, and this is something that's changed over time, but I've watched a lot of people get up there and for want of a better word, sort of ramble on. And I don't have a political message particularly, or if I did, I don't think that's the forum to do it in. I don't have a huge amount to say, so no, I'm not planning on sort of delivering a speech or saying anything. Equally, I'm guessing I might get the odd text message or phone call, so I may have a word with a few people if I know they're watching on the internet. But that's pretty much it. Or I guess I don't know how much banter we'll get with people walking by as well. Hopefully not too bad at 8 in the morning, not like doing the sort of 2 in the morning slot on a Friday night, so there may be a bit of that.
Do you have any expectations about what the hour will be like?
Although it has just dawned on me in the last hour that actually it might be quite a long time, because I'm not doing anything. I don't have an hour's worth of stuff, if you like, to occupy the time. I've always thought that it'll probably go very quickly, and I deliberately gone into it without any preconceptions. I don't know what it's going to be like, to be honest. It'll be an interesting experience to get, firstly, as I say, the perspective, and secondly, the time to sit and watch what goes on around the square. I've never really looked at that, so I don't know.
Do you have any hopes or fears about what could happen on the plinth?
Fears, obviously, getting heckled. People who I know watching... and texting in. As for hopes, I don't know really. Much the same as what I've said, is that I'm just looking forward to enjoying the experience. I know it's not going to rain now, at least. I mean, that was one thing that I wouldn't have enjoyed if I'd got selected and it had been 3 in the morning on a Tuesday and absolutely tipping it down with rain. I might have been slightly less enthusiastic about it. I've been really lucky with the slot that I've got. So no, again, trying to go in really open-minded.
And what impact do you think going up on the plinth will have on the people that are watching you, but also on you as an individual?
I don't know. I don't know what impact it will have on people watching. I'm trying to think what impact it's had on me when I've gone through. I think when I've walked through the square, and over the last few months when I've seen people on there and I've seen the changeovers, it's made me stop, actually. And although, you know, I described earlier on, I'm always racing through, this is the one thing that's made me stop for even 2 or 3 minutes, just to stand there and look. And even if someone's not doing anything, it starts to make people think a little bit. you know, I've seen lots of people who are, as I'm going to be doing, just standing up there, but you're still sort of looking and seeing what they're doing and thinking about why they're doing it. So hopefully, if there's anything for other people, it's just making them take note, possibly of their own surroundings rather than of me in particular and what I'm doing.
And what about you? What would you like to take away from the experience?
Without sort of wishing to be too repetitive, it's about all those experiences again, about seeing what London and Trafalgar Square in particular is really like at this time of day and for a whole hour, see what goes on. I don't know. As I say, without any preconceptions, I'm going in and I'm going to take it as it comes. And hopefully, a couple of things. There'll be things I didn't expect. And also, I'm not going to miss any expectations because I don't really have my sights set on anything in particular. So I think it'll all be really interesting and really positive because it'll be something that's unexpected. Yeah, I do management consultancy. I work in the retail sector. I used to work for Tesco as a buyer, so I do lots of retail analysis stuff. But I work for myself in a small company. There's three of us actually in the company. So it's quite flexible. I'm normally based from home, so it's two extremes. I'm either sat at home on my own and take the dog for a walk at lunchtime, or I'm doing this kind of racing through, trying to meet people down in London. So yeah, and this is one of those days in London.
And do you enjoy your work?
Yeah, it's really good. I like the flexibility. I like the guys I work with. It's nice working in a small company. I've worked in big companies, and actually working for yourself is much better. And having that balance of, you know, having some time at home and some time out and about is really good. I don't think I'd want to do one or the other, 100%. Well, I really love traveling. I've just got back from Iceland, been there for a couple of weeks, where I also just got engaged. So at the moment, my interests seem to be looking at wedding venues and trying to get weddings planned. That's consumed pretty much all of the last week since I got back. And actually, that's another point. That's one thing that I had maybe thought of doing, and I'm really glad I didn't. Is I knew I was going to propose to my girlfriend at some point soon, and I had thought about doing it from the plinth. And I think when I looked at it, the reasons were quite selfish as to why I was going to do that. It was more about me, and it was more about maybe I'll be the only person who does that. And actually, that wasn't why I was doing it. And it worked out really well doing it in Iceland, so I was glad I did do that. And when I told her that I'd had thought about maybe doing it in Trafalgar Square, I think she was quite glad I didn't as well. So yeah, that's my main hobby at the moment, is wedding planning.
When do you plan to get married?
The end of March, hopefully. So we're going to try and do it quite quickly. So it's only, 6 months from now. So yeah, if we can find somewhere, then yeah, let's all systems go to get everything organised.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life?
Well, obviously, girlfriend, fiancé, if I don't say that, she'll kill me. Also, work-life balance. I've really kind of realised, having worked for big companies and worked for myself, it's really, really important to get that balance of having time at home, also doing a job that you really, really enjoy, having done jobs that I don't, and travelling. If there's one reason I work, it's to earn money to go travelling. So we do that whenever we can.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, I've been to loads of exhibitions, I've watched loads of stuff, but I've never actually been part of it. And again, that's another part of the motivation for doing this, is it's a unique opportunity to actually be part of something.
And are you able to summarise your experience of this project since hearing that you had a place to this moment before going up? What has that been like for you?
That's difficult to summarise because it's quite a long period of time. It's about 6 weeks. that's a really hard one to answer, actually. As I say, we go through this sort of emotional cycle of very exciting about finding out about it, then the kind of concerns that you might have about, should I really do it? Have I got enough to offer compared to other people? Am I going to look like an idiot? But no, it's been really, I guess broadly, it's been very positive. I really enjoyed the fact that I've been selected. I'm enjoying being here now, knowing that I'm about to go on there. I'm hoping that I'm going to enjoy the experience. So yeah, all really, really positive.
And finally, going back to your profile on the website, do you remember what the three words were that you used to describe yourself?
I don't honestly know if I actually filled it all out. I can't remember. I didn't spend much time putting stuff on the profile. Blimey, it is like being in a job interview, isn't it? How would I describe myself? I think I'm broadly, I don't know if this is going to sound right, broadly up for anything. So if an opportunity arises, I'd like to think I'd take it. And this is an example of that. I don't know. I think just that I don't want to look back and think, I wish I'd done stuff. And whilst this isn't particularly daring, it's not like bungee jumping or parachuting or anything like that. I'm just glad that I actually made the effort to put my name down for it. The amount of people I've spoken to who said, oh, I'd love to do that, or I wish I was doing it. And you think, well, you've just got to put your hand up and participate in these things. So I'm really glad that I did.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.